Hello, beautiful humans, and welcome back to the Society Says podcast, where we talk about pressure in society and what we can do to spread awareness and build each other up to live our own unique lives. If you want to be a part of this movement, then grab some snacks, maybe a drink, and keep listening, because on this podcast, we have some very real discussions. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Society Says podcast. Okay, let me talk about my week before I ramble on about more important things. So it was probably a week ago now that Angel and I found out that we are moving to Minnesota on Wednesday. So we had a little over a week to prepare for this move. And yes, that is very fast. But that's just kind of how our life works. We find out maybe a week in advance where we're moving to next, and then we pack up super quick and we head out. We are heading out a little bit sooner because we just want to kind of take our time on this road trip. We are planning to stop in Colorado and, unfortunately everything is closed right now, but I'm really excited to go through there because being from Washington State, so many people have told me, they're like, oh my gosh, you would love Colorado. So I'm just excited to drive through it and see it because I've heard that it's so pretty. But yeah, we head out Wednesday morning, and when you guys are listening to this, it's going to be Tuesday, or if you guys are listening to it when this was launched. But yeah, I am super, super excited to go. I have been in Arizona for a little over a year now. I think it's been like a year and 2 months that I've been here. And I don't think I've ever said this on this platform, but I am somebody that needs constant change. And when I say constant, I mean like moving and changing scenery every like 3 months. Yeah, maybe that's a little bit much for some people, but for me, change keeps me sane. I am not somebody that likes things to stay the same. I hate like feeling like I'm settled and like I'm stuck somewhere. And every time I live somewhere for more than like 3 to 5 months, I always start to feel super antsy. I feel like I'm stuck and I feel like I'm not doing anything with my life, even though that's like completely false because I have gotten so much done here in Arizona. When I first came here in March, well, I guess that wasn't my first time here, but since I like last moved here, was last March, and ever since then, that's when I've been like working on film and getting more into videography. And I've met so many talented people, and I've just grown so much with these people, and they've inspired me. And my portfolio has been built up so much because of so many people in Arizona. So I'm not saying that I haven't like gotten anything from living here. That's not true at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for me and how my mind works, I just need constant change because I start to feel really antsy and it's not good at all. Like I literally start to feel anxious. I would say for the past like 6 months, I've been feeling that anxiety. And it's funny because in the moment of like having anxiety, I don't realize why, but now that like I sit down and like I'm getting ready to move, I'm like, that's probably what it is because I don't do well staying in the same spot for so long. It just honestly drives me insane. So having said that, I am so beyond excited and ready to move to another state, another climate. It's just going to be so different. It's not going to be dry heat. It's going to be humid. And there's going to be so many lakes. It's the land of 10,000 lakes, guys. And I'm so, so happy to get back to water. I can't live in the desert long term. I can't. I need water in my life. I grew up around water. I grew up where water was like part of my daily routine. I have to get back to water. And I'm so excited that I'm moving to a state where there is indeed many, many lakes surrounding me. So that is for sure a plus. But I think it also has like quite a lot of forests as well, if I was reading correctly. I always do research everywhere I move because I just want to be prepared, which brings me to my next point. I was a little bit more anxious than usual and just really stressed out this past week because as I was doing my research for Minnesota, I read that where we're going to be living, which is down south, it's part of the Tornado Valley. And I read somewhere where it was like, there's a tornado at least once a month from March to November. And I just started freaking out. I already don't do well in storms. I just don't like storms. I don't like natural disasters. Like, they freak me out. I can't even stay calm during a lightning storm. And when I read this, I was like, no way. I've never experienced a tornado. Like, I don't know how to go about, like, I don't know what to do if a tornado comes. I don't know if what I've heard or seen in the movies are like myths. Like, I don't know if you lay in a ditch, if that actually will save you. I don't know if laying in a bathtub is fine, which I researched all of that. And yes, it does keep you safe, or at least safer than being out in the open. But yeah, it freaked me out so much. But I think it was yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday. Angel was on the phone with his cousin because she lives there. And he asked her about it. He was like, so is it true that there's like a tornado once a month there during the summer? And she was like, what? No, there hasn't been a tornado here in like 10 years. So that made me relax so much. Like, literally my mood has shifted so much ever since she gave us that news. I mean, it's still like likely that there could be a tornado. They always have like tornado drills just so that people are prepared for when it does happen. But it's not like Oklahoma or Kansas, you know, where they have tornadoes all the time. So a little bit freaked out, a little bit stressed, but now I feel much better going into our move, knowing that I'll be okay. And it freaks me out more because where we're staying, like, I will be home alone most of the time, just because we're entering busy season for Angel's job, which means that him and all the other people are going to be working all day long, and some nights they get home super late. So I knew that I would be home alone during all of these storms, and just thinking about that, just, it scared me a little bit. But all is well. It's going to be a great experience, and I honestly just feel in my heart that Angel and I are supposed to be moving there during this time, so I think it'll be a really great experience all around. Speaking of just mental state and being stressed out, I realized on the second day of this month that it is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm glad that I caught it soon enough so that I could do something with that, because mental health is something that I feel very strongly about. Having said that, I should make a disclaimer that I am not an expert in any way. I don't have like a PhD. I don't have any sort of degree that shows that I am an expert in any way. I just have my own struggles with mental health, but I also have many friends that have different struggles with mental health, and I also have just some family that struggles here and there. Not too bad, but they do have their struggles every once in a while with mental health. So it's something that's really passionate, like I'm really passionate about. Sorry, I am really like stumbling over my words today. It's been happening all day long. It's fine. Anyway, it's something that I'm really passionate about, and I do want to learn more and more about it. But what I'm doing this month is I am actually going live on Instagram every single day. It will be a little bit hard during the road trip to Minnesota just because I don't know. We're going to be driving for like 2 days straight. We are going to like stop when like nighttime comes the first day, so that I just can't drive at night. But I want to say try, because you just never know what the circumstance is going to be. But I'm trying to do Instagram Live every single evening because I feel like that's a better time for everybody to tune in so that I can talk to you guys about mental health. And I have a couple different ideas of things that I'm going to do throughout the month. Every single day is different. Some days I dive into a quote, and some days I give you guys tips of what I do. I know that after I get settled into my new home, I'm going to show you guys like my peaceful setup that I have. I want to bring you guys along on like my morning ritual. I would like to do like a yoga flow with you guys. So there's lots of different things. It's not always going to be me talking. Sometimes I'll do things like yoga, for example, where it's just going to help our state of mind, and it's going to help us to be able to just shift our mindset if we were having a hard day. But overall, I would really, really love to be able to actually have discussions on this, which has not worked out the way that I've been hoping. This was my third day doing this, and nobody has really hopped onto my lives, which I shouldn't be that surprised about because it is a newer account. And so I feel like because I didn't go live before this, it's just kind of tricky to like get people on your live. So in a way, I think that this month going live every single day might actually help. So maybe as the month goes on, more and more people will join, but I'm not sure. I'm hoping, I'm crossing my fingers, because I think it would be so, so cool if people were to join and they could, you know, they could actually like respond to it and they could tell their story or they could tell what they know about mental health. You know, we can have like a discussion and teach each other. I think that would be really cool. So that's like my hope for this whole thing. It hasn't happened yet, but again, it's only the third day I've been doing it, so I'm not getting too hard on myself about it. So I actually do want to talk about the message that I shared today because I think it's just a really great reminder. I shared it on my live and I also just shared it on my story as well. And I'm going to share it with you guys right now. So the message for today, I talked about a quote that I posted on Society Says account. And it says, taking care of yourself is productive. And I think that's just a really great reminder that it's never a waste of time to do something for yourself. I feel like a lot of people feel like they can't be selfish, but sometimes being selfish is actually good because it means that you're paying attention to yourself and you're not putting yourself on the back burner. And I think that's so, so easy to do because it can just really get in your head with the world around you. It can really... I feel like the world can make you think that you only care about yourself and like you're only thinking about yourself. But no, like you should be thinking about yourself. You should be listening to your body, listening to your mind. What do you need? What's going on with you and what do you need? Even if you're not having like a bad day, you know, still, what do you need to improve your state of mind, even if it's not that bad? Even if you're having a perfectly fine day, you're happy, you're content. Still, what can you do to make sure that that state of mind stays around? I think that self-care is something that is a constant thing. I think that we should all constantly think about how we're doing. I think as we go through our day, we should ask ourselves that. How am I doing right now? Just check in on yourself, you know? Just do a little check-in. How am I doing? How's my state? How's my mental state? What can I do for myself right now? And if something needs to be done, do it. Like it's really not that selfish. And I just don't like that word selfish because there is nothing wrong with thinking about yourself and wondering what you can do for yourself to make your mind happy. There's nothing wrong with that. And is 100% worth your time. It is 100% a productive thing to do. And ultimately, when you're taking care of yourself, and if you do it on a consistent basis, especially if you do it on a daily basis, you're going to decrease the bad days that you have. You're going to decrease the amount of bad days that you have because if you're constantly thinking of yourself and what you need to do to be happy, then those bad days, they're just naturally going to decrease. They're not all going to go away. We all have our bad days. We all have days where we wake up and we're just not in a great mood. It happens. That's why they invented the term, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, because sometimes we just wake up and we're just pissed, and that's fine. Or we wake up and we're sad and we don't know why, and that's okay. But I think those days can, I think that they can go down a number if we try to take care of ourselves more. And I actually issued a challenge in my live today. I told everybody that I want you all to incorporate into your daily routine an act of self-care. It doesn't have to be the same act every single day, but just an act of self-care. I shared a couple things that I like to do. Again, it's not stuff that I do every single day. It's just stuff that I do every once in a while that helps. One of them is dancing. Dancing has always made me very happy. It's, and even if it hasn't made me like the emotion happy, it's at least helped me to feel relieved or relaxed. Because anytime I'm feeling like a built up emotion that's not good, like a built up negative emotion, I will go dance, and it just helps me to just let out whatever it is that's building up. Usually I choose songs that are kind of matching my emotions so that I can really feel it and really get it out. So that's one thing that helps me. Again, I don't do it every single day, but I do it very often. Another thing is yoga. I started doing yoga so much more during quarantine. I did it almost every single day. I missed a couple of days, but I did it almost every single day. And wow, that is an amazing way to start your day. Amazing, because yoga is literally sitting there and listening to your body. Even as you're moving through the flow, you're listening to your body, and you're supposed to be pushing out other thoughts and distractions and just focusing on yourself. Literally, yoga is self-care. So it's been amazing to start my day with that. And on the days that I didn't do yoga, I can actually tell the difference. Days that I do yoga, I'm more likely to be in a positive mind space. Does that make sense? A positive state of mind all day, opposed to days that I don't do yoga. I feel like it's easier for me to get frustrated, to get angry, and to let those boil up. As I've mentioned before, I am somebody that struggles with anger issues. I do have like a temper that boils up. Over the years, I've learned how to maintain it a little bit. I've learned how to kind of keep it in instead of just bursting. But on days that I don't do yoga, I've noticed that when something angers me, it just starts to boil up because I didn't start my day off with looking inward and really paying attention to myself and what I needed. So that's something that I'm actually trying to incorporate into my daily routine. But I mean, like I said, it's just important if you just have at least one active self-care, whatever it is, just do something every day that's going to put a smile on your face and take care of yourself. I honestly can't remember what the last thing is. Oh, I remember. Okay, so during 75 Hard, that challenge that me and Angel did, we had to do 3 tasks every single day. And one of those tasks was writing in my journal. At least that was what I chose for myself. It was different for everyone. And I chose this because I've always wanted to be really good at writing my journal. I've just always been terrible at it because I personally don't really like writing. It like hurts my hand because I don't do it very often. And I'm just one of those people who writes, like I hold my pen really tight. And I don't know how to change that. But basically, my hand just starts cramping up really easily, so I don't like writing. And I don't know. I just feel like it hasn't ever been something that I really just want to do. And I wanted to change that, which 75 Hard really did help to change that a lot. Because now it's become a habit. I discovered during this challenge that there would be days where I would go to write in my journal, and I'm like, I did nothing today except watch TV. But like 5 minutes later, I'd find a whole page of things that I just wrote. And it's because even though I didn't actually do anything that day, maybe there was something that was pressing on my mind that I just really had to get out. Because like the moment I would start writing, I would just keep writing and writing and writing. And then I'd feel better at the end because I literally got something like off of my mind and onto paper. Which I've actually heard a lot of people do, that they keep a journal to help, you know, to just like help them to clear their mind, get things off their mind that's bothering them. So I would recommend any 3 of those things. I obviously do more than that, but those are like the 3 that lately I've been doing a lot of because they've been super helpful. So yeah, that's my challenge for you guys. Just not this week, but forever. I just want you guys to try to think of yourself throughout the day and just do one act of self-care throughout the day, because it's so important. I can't stress that enough, guys. Another thing, it okay, this is gonna be like another quote basically. It's really more just like of a phrase that I saw on like a little doodle on Pinterest, and it just stuck with me. Sorry. This is actually kind of funny that I'm like talking about quotes this episode, because next episode is actually going to be me and Angel discussing different quotes with each other. So I'm sorry, guys. I'm just right now. Lately, I have found a lot of quotes that I really like, and they've just been hitting me really hard. So this week's episode and next week's episode, we're going to be talking about quotes, and I'm not sorry about it. Anyway, I saw this little doodle, and it was like this little girl who was just sitting there smiling. She was sitting crisscross, and she looked so happy. And this phrase above her said, "This is for me." And wow, that hit me. That is so powerful. I love it so, so much. The reason I love this is because, again, with the whole quote-unquote selfishness, it's okay to think of yourself. And I think it's so hard for us to do that, to think of ourselves and to think, this is good for me. This is for me. I'm not thinking of anyone else. Like, what I'm doing right now is for me. And what I was thinking when I read this was, if you are somebody that likes to do daily affirmations, like you start your day off with them, I think that this would be one that would be great to add to your list of things that you say. Just say every morning, this is for me, because it can apply to so many things. This is for me. This day is for me. What I'm wearing, what I decided to wear today, I'm wearing it for me. I'm not trying to dress for other people, to please other people, to fit into the mold. How I did my hair today, this is for me. If I like to wear my hair up in a ponytail every single day, I'm doing it for me. I'm not going to force myself to wear my hair down just because society says, oh, I'm a girl, I have to wear my hair down. Or what you eat in a day. This is for me. If I decide to eat healthy, it's because I want to eat healthy. If I want to eat a pint of ice cream, it's because I'm doing it for me, not for other people. And I just think it's so powerful, because society says, it talks about the pressures that we feel in society. With health, we feel pressure that we have to be skinny, we have to eat healthy. With being a girl, we feel pressure that we have to wear our hair down. We have to shave our body from head to toe. There are so many things in society that we feel pressure from. And if we can just forget that and stop pleasing society and make choices and be able to say, I'm doing this for me and not for society, that is a very empowering thing. And I think that's something that we should start considering saying to ourselves throughout the day. Every decision you make, think in your head, this is for me. If you're making yourself some cereal in the morning, this is for me. I'm eating this because I like cereal and I'm eating it. Yeah. Amazing. I love it. Okay, I'm ending with a quote. I'm so sorry, guys. I wouldn't have added this, but my sister sent me this. Like, when did she send this to me? She sent this to me like 2 hours ago, but I opened it only like an hour ago. Anyway, my sister has been on a Brené Brown kick, which if you guys listened to last week's episode, then you know this. She talked a lot about it. She was on as a guest. Anyway, she posted this Brené Brown quote today. I'm pretty sure she posted this on Instagram too, but I want to read it to you guys and then just tell you my thoughts. Okay, so it says, choosing authenticity is not an easy choice. E.E. Cummings wrote, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody but yourself means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. Staying real is one of the most courageous battles that we'll ever fight. So basically, the world fights every single day to make us who we are not. And that just means that every day we need to fight against that to be the person that we really are. Because I cannot express this enough. I express this so much on Society Says. Being ourself is amazing. We all are so unique. We all have our own individual qualities that makes us who we are. And we should not ever let society take that away from us and tell us that those unique qualities that we have, the unique features that we have, are dumb or they're stupid or they're ugly, because it's not true. So please, if there is something that you hate about yourself because society has taught you to hate it, think again. If it's a feature that you have, look in the mirror and start telling yourself that it's beautiful. If it's something that has to do with health, if you want to try to eat healthier but you feel pressure from society, take that quote again. Say, this is for me because I want to eat healthier, not because society is telling me to. Or heck, if you don't want to eat healthy, don't eat healthy. But keep that in mind, that when you start to feel down and when you start to judge yourself, it's because society is getting to you. You're letting society get to you and get in your mind and turn those positive thoughts into negative things. All of those beautiful features that you have and the characteristics that you hold, society is going to get in your head and turn all of those things into a negative thing for you. And that's so sad. It's so unfortunate. And that's why this brand is here. That's why Society Says exists, is to help people realize how freaking awesome they are. Everybody is so unique in their own way, and it's so amazing. Oh my gosh, so amazing. So please, if you take anything from today's episode, please just take away that you are awesome as the individual that you are, and please keep fighting every single day to be that person. Do not conform to society. Do not do it. Just don't. And take care of yourself, please. Every single day. That is my challenge for you guys. Every single day, do an act of self-care. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I'm so sorry that it was a day late. Just got a little bit consumed in packing. That's all. All right. I will see you next week for another episode of Society Says. See you guys.